The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I could see you listening to this. Like, you probably stand with all big-breasted famous women, right? Morgana, the kissing bandit. She's close friends with you. Who else?
This reminds me of my mom, though.
You know, it's weird. Like, Hollywood and stuff, like, women are more known for their big butts than they are their boobs
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, boobs don't matter anymore.
Yeah, they do.
Nah.
Don't say that. I've just gotten hot.
Yeah. It's all about that ass. Yeah.
It's like, finally, I get in decent shape, and the damn, my eyes suck balls.
Nice.
Yeah, that's why I pink out all the time.
Wow.
Okay. So, Paige, this is actually good because, Paige, you were not here on Tuesday for your hemorrhoid surgery.
Now it's hemorrhoids.
It was a big one. It was a big roid.
Yeah. They did two at once, which makes sense. If you know you need two surgeries, they're going to knock you out anyway.
Hemorrhoids.
She had hemorrhoids.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
and then she had the labia puff done.
Oh my God.
They put the one in the back to help the other.
Is that what happened?
You don't want to go to a puff daddy party, but a labia puff party is one to attend at least once in your life.
Yeah, I like that guy.
Yeah.
This is like really weird. Saying.
But on Tuesday, Paige, when you were out with your hysterectomy, we were
it's all below the belt.
And you're not even wearing a belt today, I noticed.
No, I never.
We talked to a guy whose name was Matthew, and Matthew had a crush on a girl at work that, you know, he says, you know, we're like buddies and everything, and she just got out of a relationship, and she's kind of flirting with me or whatever. Here's a little segment of that of talking about his crush on this coworker.
No. I mean, we flirt a little already, I think.
You think?
You think?
I mean... I think so.
God, you better know this before you get on the radio, though.
Be honest with you, man. That really doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Like, that could be a completely different situation.
Right.
No, but I mean, like, one time she touched my arm.
Oh, my God.
He's in love.
Oh,
she touched
Lord.
His arm.
No, I'm serious. And, like, if we're in meetings, she always sits near me and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Should have blocked that arm to go down a little bit.
Or that could have been the only seats, open chairs in the room, perhaps, you know?
Y'all are killing my confidence right now.
I feel like you need a little realism, man, because...
So why do it on the radio, I guess?
Well, I mean, honestly, kind of like accountability, because if I just call a regular, I think I'm going to chicken out.
Matthew, you're right. You can't live life wondering what could have happened.
Exactly.
That being said, this could absolutely explode in your face, so you realize that.
I gotta say, I'm willing to risk it.
He was willing to risk it, Paige.
Oh, boy.
In other words, like, he didn't care if it cost him his job. He wanted to say, hey. He even said YOLO. He quoted YOLO. First person I've heard all year.
YOLO. What's
that? That's YOLO.
He was going to risk it for her biscuit.
Yeah. Now we went back to Dillagaff instead of YOLO. Does it look like I give a fart? So we were going to call the coworker, and then when we come back, as we do in that second segment, someone was on hold.
Oh,
was it the coworker?
Dun, dun, dun.
No, it was not.
It was not.
Because now I'm irritated. I'm so
done. Oh, you're being extra.
Oh, extra. You texted me Friday night at 1:14 in the morning. So let's talk about extra. Matthew, please.
I swear to God, she's lying.
Okay, cool. Let's read them then.
Read them.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Okay, you awake, then 5 minutes later, I know you are.
Oh, my God.
Okay, first off, that proves nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, and then my response was, unfortunately, yes. What? And then Mr. Roman says, IDK, just miss you sometimes.
Oh, no, Matthew.
And then I go, you're drunk. And then he says, little bit, LOL, still true, though.
Okay, that was one night.
No. My favorite one is next. Okay. You ever think about us, or is that just me being pathetic?
God.
Jeez, man.
Like, God. Like, okay, boy, oh, boy,
and I
oh,
responded,
boy.
Well, no, and I respond. I respond. I say mostly pathetic.
That's wrong.
So that was actually his ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Who also has great taste and listens to us. And
she was a ball buster.
I like her.
Really, really was. So he's got this crush that he's fawning over on this show, but then she hears that and calls in, and then we never got to call the ex. So let us all get that update we've been wanting to hear.
So there's three women involved in this, or I'm confused because I'm... So there's the person that he likes at work, and then he was... chatting with somebody else about
his ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Yes. Who was listening and said, don't act like you into this girl. You've been trying to get in my britches.
Oh, Lord.
So,
don't act like you don't
Matthew
like me.
Was caught off guard with that, and we welcome him back to the show. Hey, Matthew.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is that so? Tell me, how weird is that to hear that? You probably played it back in your head a zillion times, but what's that like?
Oh, every time it sounds worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just glad you came back.
I know, man.
Like, I was a little nervous.
You said, give me a day. And I'm like, yeah, and that'll turn into a week. And then it's that thing where, you know, if somebody finally wants to give us an update on one of these situations, we spend an hour reminding the listeners like which segment it was from how long ago. So you're pretty Johnny on the spot. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and I heard from a few people that said you weren't going to call back, so. They can suck eggs.
Yeah, they do. Like Dusty.
I get it. I mean, like I said, I need the accountability. So if I'm going to do it, I mean, I got to do it. And I need you guys.
Right. So where are we at in this thing? Like, okay, so the other thing with the ex, and we won't keep mentioning her because that was kind of off-putting to you, especially.
She stole the show, to be honest.
I mean, she
was great.
She really, really did. So she blocked you, you know. I guess that's done for now. But what was it like at work when you go back? Are we like over with your workplace? Like anyone there?
People question.
Run up to you in the parking lot, dude. I heard you. What's up? I heard Drips. Hey, tell him I said hey. That was his friend that texted him during the call. He says, my friend Drips is listening.
Drips.
Oh, no.
But, like, what was that like?
I forgot about that.
I mean, I took a day off just like, I got to recover. This is just terrible. And
good Lord.
I didn't want to deal with anyone. I mean, like, I get to work, like, finally, like, three people mentioned that's it. And I mean, I just blew them off. I'm not dealing with this here. This is not happening. Let's not make a big deal out of it. And
yeah.
The one thing like I do make clear is I am done with Trisha. I am done. I am not interested in reconciling her. It's just, and everyone can know that.
Okay.
We're done. Yeah, I'm not going to drunk text, none of that stuff. I'm done.
Trisha was the ex.
I mean,
she called you a PU double snakes Y, so.
Yeah.
She was rough.
Yeah, she was. She had a mouth on her. She really did.
I'd be done with her, too.
So what was your intention with getting in touch with her that late? Booty call?
I mean, I was drunk. Everybody drunk texts. We've all done stupid stuff.
There should be an app where, not that you have to blow into your phone, but like you should, like, if you go to try to text like an ex or something, they ask you like a current events question.
Don't
like,
they have that?
They try to figure out if you're drunk or not. They should.
Or you give it the number and they block it where you can't call it at all.
There should be something for men, because it'd be like,
give me that on the app store. I need to download.
If you're extra horny or you're high or you're out of your mind, you should not text a girl.
What if you're out of your mind, horny and high as a kite?
That's every man I know. Practically on the internet.
She's pointing down the hall right now. I want to point out to those not watching the live stream. Okay. So.
Point of view.
So you were off. So that happened Tuesday today. So you were off yesterday. So today will be your first. Wait a minute. You were off. So people maybe mention it to you like on social or whatever that you were with. Okay. So you've not heard from the actual crush though, right?
I have not. No, she was off Tuesday and I didn't go on Wednesday.
Oh man, this is like.
So there's a literal chance she doesn't. Yeah, she hasn't caught wind of this yet.
She may not know you like her.
Like, how? I mean, we certainly don't want to say where you work, but is it a larger staff? Because I worked.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Yeah, okay. Because I worked somewhere one time where there was like, and there's three people who worked there. The whole place. There's three people.
That was it.
Yeah, Fab. Well, you worked somewhere one time where there was like three people that worked there, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Not many.
Yeah. I worked in an office where it was just the three of us.
Yeah. So like when one. Well, hell, look at it now.
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
Just the three of us. But you know, well, that leaves more money to split. But what happens though is that when one person's out, it's like, oh boy. So. Yeah, wowee.
This could be good for you. This is like a fresh situation.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? Even once you because what we're going to do, we'll take a break here in a second. We'll come back and we're going to call the actual crush.
Mm.
And we'll do this too. We'll busy out the calls so no other exes can call in, Matthew.
Yep.
We want to make this happen. You want to make
that
this happen.
That would be fantastic. I do want to make this happen.
Yeah.
God, taking that day off might have been a great idea.
I mean, you're the same guy that we talked to the other day, the same guy, but like different kind of attitude or whatever. Like,
I hope you know it's a good thing for you, because I love love.
I do
She's
too.
Got her fingers crossed if she says that, Matthew.
I really do for you.
Yeah, you know what? It's everything. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. You tell this girl how you feel, and if she's like, whatever, then say, all right, then you know what. Can't hurt for asking.
So you weren't in the office. You're out of sight, out of mind. People that did know about it are not going to talk about it because, you know, you're not there.
Because people never go to the source to ask. Like, you know, people that I've worked with at other jobs. Well, I can't use that example because the internet wasn't around then. But, you know, like if people worked here.
Yep.
they will did. Go on my Facebook and ask me, where is that person? And I'm like... You own the platform that you could ask.
Like, ask him.
You want to go around the bush to get to your, whatever that phrase is.
Uh-huh.
Okay, hold on, Matthew, if you would. Okay.
Be better.
Well, we may have some romance here.
Predictions are going off right now on this thing.
Yeah.
This thing.
Just the fact that he called back is a big win.
No woman.
The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game, it doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Wants to be with a man who will not show up to work when... I'm reading a text, by the way. No woman wants to be with a man who will be told no and then not be able to emotionally get himself ready for work the next day.
Wow. Oh.
I don't know.
That's true. I've come here with some crap on my mind before. And
something like a project.
Made it through and made millions laugh.
Yeah, you have.
They're laughing at me, not with me. That's what it was. All right, when we come back, Matthew is going to call, finally, the crush from work and say, I don't care if this cost me my job. I have crushed on you for a couple years now, and I like you a lot. So we'll make that connection and... pretend we're Kaushi right now and text in. Is she going to say yeah or nah to this? 1-800-774-0093. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
I'll soon be naked. Lying on the floor.
I was just saying, like, it's a good song. I like Weezer. You know, their early stuff. But, boy, that song really makes me want to slip back in the bed.
Yeah. On Blue album.
Roll over and get a fluffy pillow.
Yeah. Maybe we should have played Hash Pipe instead.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It talks about wiping, though. I don't know what that has to do with it. But.
Oh, that means they're not going to be at work tomorrow.
Oh, God.
When they say that. They're not going to be at the next tour stop.
Waste your
football. All right. I'm ready to get this. Not over with. But I'm ready to, like, you know.
I want some good news.
Get the conclusion. If you just joined us, Matthew called us because after all that drama with his ex-girlfriend, Trisha, on Tuesday, he finally wanted to come clean and tell this coworker that he's got a crush on her for going on 3 years. 3 years. And Amy works with Matthew. Matthew says that she's great. You know, we give him crap about her touching his arm and him thinking that's the thing. But I was just thinking... It's got to be really tough to be a nice woman. Like, were you just a nice woman?
Yeah.
And every guy thinks, dude, she's into me. Like, she looked me in the eye when she talked to me. She touched me on the shoulder and she walked by. She acted like she was going to hit me, slapped her leg, you know, did the thing.
Boom, boom, boom.
It's got to be tough. But anyway, he says she's... Let me read the notes here I wrote down from the other day. She is smart. She is. You kiss my ass. I'm better. You got to admit, I'm getting better at that.
You know what I was about to say?
I didn't throw it away. She's funny. She's smart. She is pretty. And, you know, the whole thing you say about somebody you're into. And
yeah, he was simping pretty hard, to be honest with you.
Simping?
Yeah.
Simping and ain't easy.
He just wants to tell her how he feels, fat boy. That's it.
I love this. This is romantic.
Right. Which, depending on which Matthew you're talking about here, has went historically well for him. Who knows which one? No, we're talking about him. See there, Matthew?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Welcome back. You know the way that we do? We've got to ask you if you're sure you want to do this. No backing out. You ready to do it?
I am ready to do this. Let's go.
All right. Okay. Dial it up.
Let's stop as a society saying let's go so much. Like, that's, come on. Let's get back to come go with us. Come go with us. That's what I like. Let's go. People always want to go. They ain't ever living in the moment where they are right now. Right, Paige?
Yeah.
Like, fat boy.
Slow down.
We're having a conversation. He gets on the phone over there.
I know. How rude.
Yeah. Oh, he's calling the girl.
Oh, okay. We love that.
Yeah. Okay. Bad Boy's got to put in the code to block it out, which takes a second or so. All right, here we go. Truth and Consequences. Good luck, Matthew.
Good morning, Rise Guys. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, Amy.
Damn. Well, she already knows, I guess.
Amy's already way ahead of us. Good morning.
Good morning. And, yeah, everybody at work has been talking about it.
Wait, what?
All right.
Everybody.
I love this.
Everybody. Everybody. Well, everybody.
Well, not everybody, but definitely enough people.
Mm. Well, Matthew here thought he was going to make a surprise announcement, but I guess that's off.
So how did you catch when you listened to us, or?
No, somebody sent me a clip and said, is this about you?
Oh, God.
Now, Amy, before okay, so you obviously know everything here. Before Matthew officially says anything, having heard this, did you think that this was you?
Honestly, no.
What?
Ooh, ouch, that hurts. But,
why not? Why would you not think that it was you? Because he said you have a lot of people at work there.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know.
Look, Amy, come on. How could you not think it was you?
Because I'm not the only woman that works there.
Oh, that is a fair point, Matthew. That's a good point. It could be more than one.
I mean, where do we go from
here? I don't know. Once everybody started talking about it, I kind of had some theories.
Oh, I love theories. A good conspiracy one. What was going on?
Yeah.
Amy. Okay, so he hasn't been back to work, so he goes back to work today. Amy, who was the running? I don't know how many women you work with. I wouldn't say names or anything like that. But who did they think it was?
Well,
Here we go.
Oh no, there's another guy she likes.
That's what I've been waiting on.
Brad heard about it.
Brad?
Brad.
Who's Brad?
He works with us.
Okay. You know what? I can point a finger at any business we're close to, and there's probably a Brad. Like, every business has a Brad.
Brad
and a Matthew.
Brad.
Every freaking workplace.
Yeah.
I know
Brad. Brad said the girl was recently single.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, naturally, everybody started narrowing it down.
See, that would have been a fun day at work, like a little workplace detective agency.
Especially if you have a cafeteria and everybody's talking about it.
They bring the current staff listing. Like a
CSI HR or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Exactly. And and somehow everybody landed on, I don't want to say her name, but...
Okay.
Yeah. But Tiger Ramamama.
Simpson Tiger?
Matthew, does that make any sense to you?
It's a great name.
Are you serious?
Tiger Ramamama. I love that, actually.
It's awesome.
I mean, I like Clemson, but...
Yeah, you do.
Wow.
That's what everybody thought.
I mean, why would anybody think that?
I guess the evidence was overwhelming.
Oh, man.
No.
Okay, let's not be mean. You both work there. You've got to go to work today or whatever, but you sound horrified right now, Matthew.
I mean, well, because it's insane.
She's nice.
I know she's nice.
There comes a little backpedaling from both of you now.
That's not what I mean.
Oh, man. Poor
Matthew, you're making this worse, though.
You're talking to him.
Dig up, Matthew. Dig up.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying she's...
What?
Say it.
What is
Please
she?
Say it. Please say it.
What is
no,
she?
No, not going to say it. No.
That's a smart choice. That's a smart choice. Yeah.
Look, she doesn't even know she's a part of the story, to be honest with you.
I know, this poor woman.
I mean, you can say it.
Tiger Ramamo.
That sounds like a dream from Sonic.
You what, sir? You can't.
I can't believe people thought it was her.
Oh, okay. So if it wasn't Tiger Ramamama.
Like, who the hell was it?
Yeah.
I know.
Who was it?
Amy. Obviously, Amy.
Yeah. Hey. Okay, yeah. so it's out of the bag. Amy, are you surprised, you know, hearing him finally say it?
Honestly, yes and no.
Okay.
See, I knew it.
What? Well.
What?
What?
I still didn't think it was me.
Why?
I thought it was Tiger Ramamama.
Tiger Ramamama.
Because I'm not single.
Wait a minute.
Oh, huh?
What?
I'm not single.
Since when?
Why didn't I get back together?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Matthew.
Dang, man.
Yeah.
You and Wyatt.
It's the ex, I guess.
Yeah.
Since when?
A couple weeks ago.
But you guys broke up.
For about a month.
A month?
God. Yep.
My man Matthew just found out that he missed the transfer portal window right now. Damn it, man.
You all right, guy?
Everything went flat.
I don't know.
Matthew, I'm sorry.
God. This is that man. Oh man.
This is awkward.
I honestly didn't know any of this.
Wow.
It's about the only word you got left there, Matthew.
You know what's crazy? Like he said, like yo, or you know, well, you heard it or whatever, and then he said, you know, she's recently single, but yeah. So I guess maybe y'all talked about that, but then never had the update conversation of, hey, me and dude got back together. Oh, wow. So how's this going to be at work?
I know. It's so Amy? Awkward.
Like, what?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. And for the record, I don't think anything weird about this.
Really?
No. I think Matthew is sweet.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I really do.
You're about to squall.
I hate to say it. Here comes the friend zone, Matthew.
Yeah, he just friend zoned now.
No, I think maybe some signals got crossed. Maybe, I don't know, things got interpreted differently.
Probably.
I don't think badly of him at all. Yeah, you can. I mean, he was saying very nice things about you.
He thought you were smart, pretty, funny. That's nice.
Yeah, and I mean, even after listening the other day, I felt kind of bad.
Why?
Because your ex was making you sound like some terrible guy.
Like Trisha.
Catching a stray?
Yeah. She was. That was mean.
I don't think that's true.
Well, thank you.
I think you're a really good guy.
You got a real pretty face.
I mean, she did read what he texted her. So.
Come on, Amy.
Honestly, some girls.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't. Some girls gonna be lucky to have you.
There it is.
You're in there, buddy. Direct hit. Yeah. You're in.
I'm serious.
Hey, You have any friends that you can fix Matthew up with?
I was
with?
About to say the same thing.
Because you like him, and you know, maybe you can go out on a double date.
Yeah, that, well, it's not.
I can try to think of someone.
Okay,
that's see, nice.
There we go. There we go. And I'm sure there's women that are listening right now who want to call in and say, hey, if she's not interested, I'll take Matthew. There's something like that. What a roller coaster of a freaking 2 days this has been, Matthew. For us, too, just hearing it.
Yeah, I need to get ready for work, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, me too. Crap, I'm late.
Do it now.
I'm still in my robe. What a roller coaster of emotion. It really is. Amy, if you got a role, we understand.
Get ready on the phone.
Okay. And Matthew?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll see you in about an hour.
This is awkward.
I think.
Awkward as fudge, boy. All right. Amy, have a great day, okay?
Yeah, Rice Guys, thanks for making me famous for a week.
Well, you're very welcome.
Thank you for being a good sport. See you later, Amy. Have a good day.
See y'all.
Thank you.
Bye. God.
See, Matthew, don't feel bad.
I mean, look, you entered this whole thing thinking you had a chance.
Well, and then he found out his crush has got back with her boyfriend.
Right.
Everybody thought that he liked. I swear to God, I'll see a video. Somebody will send me a TikTok video, and it'll be somebody convincing their grandpa to order a Tiger Rama Mama drink from Sonic. I guarantee you. But now he's got to sit through an 8-hour shift knowing.
I mean, what do you do? You just start over tomorrow, I guess. Go in and.
Yeah.
You know. The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game, it doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
That's probably like the thing to do. Is just
dude,
start over
get this look.
Yeah.
Listen, there's going to be more. I don't like to refer to women as fish, but just for obvious reasons. But there's going to be more fish in the sea, or is it more seas in the fish? Yeah. Regardless.
Ouch.
She's going to hook you up.
Yeah.
Or said she would at least.
She likes you as a friend, so that's really good.
Yes.
And just don't call Trisha.
Oh, no, well, he can't. She blocked him live on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're batting 500,
leave
man.
Leave her alone.
It's not bad.
Well, you know what? At least he's still batting, and he's not on the bench. Right, Matthew?
That is right. That is
I feel like I'm talking to myself from the past right now.
You could have got blocked twice, but you only got blocked once.
Yeah, that's right. Good.
Yeah, nobody likes
at least you try.
A double block.
You got to give him points for that.
Yeah. All right, my friend. You know what? Keep us updated.
Please.
You know what? We'll take some calls next. And if there's some young lady that are,
you
wants to call in. Maybe Tiger Rama Mama's listening right now. She's going to say, guess what? I wouldn't want to be with you no way. All kinds of fun. Hold on, Matthew.
Please keep us updated.
Yeah.
I want to meet her.
I'll keep his number, by
God. This is why reality shows are what they are, because you find out about a situation where you don't know the people. But to sum about it, like, you get interested in it and you become emotionally invested. You want to know.
It sounds like a fun place to work, you know? Tiger Rama Mama and Amy and Matthew.
If you scroll down past that paragraph of a text right there, like, several people, we should have asked him. People want to know what he looks like.
Oh, dang it.
Well, we always book him for tomorrow. Well, I know. I didn't. Who's the celebrity you resemble? That's one of my usual go-to questions. And Forgot to do it.
What do you think he looks like, Fat Boy?
I hope you say Kevin from The Office.
He reminds. He sounds like Nathan Fielder from he does TV and movies and stuff.
He does the worst show you'd ever watch.
Bull Stud. That's called Your Carolina.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let me read you some texts that we got in on Rise Guys text line. Big Randy in Greer says...
Big Randy.
And by the way, not talking about me. Talking about other Matthew.
Okay.
Matthew got friend-zoned so hard, Amy basically gave him a LinkedIn recommendation. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that's nice.
Justice for Tiger Rama Mama. That's a hashtag.
Yes.
I feel bad for Tiger Rama Mama. She woke up this morning and doesn't even know she's the hottest woman at that company. And then, hold on, I saved another one here. I've heard less painful breakups at demolition derbies. That's from Truck Stop Tommy.
Truck Stop Tommy.
What does that mean?
He's getting off light if you think about it. The work situation, the climate these days, and you try to mix personal and work.
Right. Is Truck Stop Tommy a male lot lizard?
Yeah.
I'm wondering.
Kind of sounds like it.
How'd you get your name? Well, my name's Tommy. I hang out at the truck stop.
Maybe he's just a trucker.
I perform oral services for people.
I want to be like your chair. You just sit on my face.
That's right.
God said no.
You look like you could take a load off.
Stop. I got the real Peter Bell.
Let's go to some phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. I'm going to break a rule here because this person has been waiting way longer than anyone else. That's P1D Rock. Good morning. What happened? Your phone's funky.
You sounded so clear, man, on the...
Try again, D-Rock.
Off the radio.
D-Rock. You going through a tunnel? You on Bluetooth?
Dick Rock.
You swallow your AirPod? Yeah. What happened?
Yo, can you hear me now?
Yeah, hey. There we are.
Oh, hey.
That's where that catch.
Sorry about that.
From.
I'm in the woods up here in North Carolina.
It happens.
Very good. We used to have one in Haywood Mall.
I said maybe if dude wasn't such a bitch, he wouldn't get treated like a little bitch.
Yeah!
Be a man. Be like, so what? You just got back with your old man. He ain't worth the crap.
I like that.
That's true. He did lose all his confidence, and he called in sick to work yesterday because he didn't want to go in and talk to everybody.
He's got
to
flex a little bit.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. Grow a pair. Be a man.
He's got to flex that gimmick when he goes to work.
That's right.
D-Rock, you've been doing good.
Plot that sucker.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. You know, I don't get in much, just every once in a while.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you. I often wonder when I don't hear from longtime listeners that they're pissed off at us or something. So.
No, we're still good. I'm always busy. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm always listening, though.
Well, we love you.
Have a
good one. We love you, too.
All right, see you.
She just
D-Rock.
Made it weird.
So. I know. It's like...
How to make it weird.
Like you're
stealing someone's catchphrase. That's exactly what I was saying. I'm going to put a fork in you and tell everyone you're done. Let's go to Anonymous. Or it's Anonymous, pardon. He's in. Should I read this? What you say, Fat Boy?
Yeah, you can. That's pretty much what he's going to say.
He's in a non-disclosure agreement and he ain't happy about it. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Yourself?
I'm doing well, man. I wish I could say I was doing better, but I'm doing all right for right now.
Yeah. So what's the NDA on? Is it work-related?
It is. So I worked for this company for 5 years. It is a local Greenville company. I worked for them for 5 years, and I manage the team. It's and... I discovered that there was a lot of theft going on, and this is in the tens of millions of dollars of theft. I'm actually in the process of taking this from where their home state is, where their main corporate office is, to the Attorney General's office, because I've got some evidence on that. But in the meantime, they've held. I left that company to start working for another one, and they held me to a non-disclosure agreement. And the two companies were exact opposites, but they held me to a non-disclosure agreement. It's cost me every dime that me and my wife had in savings, about $70,000 to fight them. This is a billion-dollar company, and it drained my savings. And now they have got me where I'm no longer allowed to work in my chosen field of work for the next 2 years. And they're just starving me. That was what my attorney said that their goal was to financially and personally ruin me because they were so that
it's what
their
record
secret
labels
wouldn't
do.
Get out.
That's what record labels do. They know that nobody can fight them, and they will drain you. Can you hold on a second, though? Anonymous, I'd like to give you more time if you could hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Hang on.
That's
I got questions.
Lot.
I have a lot of questions. Like, why is
this? He, sounds like you didn't have a good lawyer, but that's just me saying that.
Like, what is he suing? Are they suing him? Like, why? He found out someone at work was stealing tens of millions of dollars. He then is told to sign a non-disclosure. Now, I don't understand why he's being sued.
Is he working with a competitor?
Like, is he trying NDA? To get out of his NDA?
Yeah.
Now, he did say he's going to somebody in the same field.
It's weird to hear that, like, in non-sports or non-media, that there are non-compete clauses that people have in, like, their work contracts. We have them, but I'll be damned. Fight me on it. Well, I got bills to pay. You tell me I can't go work somewhere. You can kiss my ass. Don't fire me to find out, but I'm just saying.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game. It doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.